Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and thanks for listening to the Burke Allen Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Our number is 718-506-1944. 718-506-1944. It's a free call anywhere in the New York City metropolitan area. Well, as we do the show live heading into Memorial Day weekend, it's officially here, beach and bikini weather. And if you're a little concerned about how you're going to look as you step into the bathing suit, you may get a kick out of our guest today. Judy Gruen has written a book called Till We Eat Again, A Second Helping. Judy is a humorist, and she did something that many folks find not real funny, try to knock off 15 pounds before going away, I think, to a college reunion. Well, as we head into summertime, we welcome Judy Gruen to the Burke Allen Show. Hey, Judy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Now, you wanted to lose 15 pounds, but, you know, this was quite the journey for you.
Yes, well, it was kind of the same 15 pounds that had been following me around for many, many years, and after having four kids. And as many people know, through painful experience, it sounds easier than it really is. So I set out to try all kinds of different regimens, yoga, boot camp, belly dancing, and certain things that don't even start with the letter B, just to try
That's
and
good.
Keep things interesting and mix it up a little bit. And I got very frustrated, but I never gave up, and I found that the experience had a lot of laughter potential, and I wanted to share that with others because it's such a common problem, and it can be very frustrating, but we can also laugh at it, too, if we step back and get a little perspective.
The book is very funny. Judy has been compared to Irma Bombeck and Dave Barry, and you can visit her online at tillweeatagain.com or judygruen.com. So as you sort of rolled up your sleeves to do this whole thing, you mentioned some pretty off-the-wall possibilities, you know, like belly dancing, for example. Tell me about that experience.
Well, that was really fun. First of all, I live in Los Angeles, so you can find anything here, and you can find things that you really wish you hadn't found once you've found them. Belly dancing was actually a great deal of fun, but I got a little mixed up doing a move or attempting to mimic a move called the camel, and I'm thinking, camel, that's not really a good look for any woman, is it? You know, the bad teeth and all of that. But some of the advice that is good advice is to keep things interesting and don't do the same thing all the time. So if you live in an area where you do have a variety of choices, even belly dancing, give it a try because you just might find that the spirit moves you and that even you too can do the camel.
Judy Gruen is our guest. The book is Till We Eat Again, A Second Helping. And you mentioned living in Los Angeles, and you know, with all of the actresses and the models and the skinny jeans, you know, what is an average woman to do living in a place like that that is so focused in on this impossible goal of looking like that?
It's tough because half the women who are walking around town here look like they came out of some digitized production center or something. And, you know, I nearly drove into a Starbucks just because of the way some of these women look. They're so impossibly beautiful, but also something can be very fake about it, and it can be hard. So we have to also keep in mind our inner beauty, and we have inner beauty, and ultimately what we're going to take with us throughout our lives is who we are and the relationships we have. So it's a message that I try to get across a little bit in the book is let's not get too carried away, because ultimately, as a friend of mine once said, look, if you were ever, God forbid, stranded on a desert island, knew that you could only take two friends with you, are you going to take the person who's just a size 4, or are you going to take the person who, you know, has a good sense of humor and who's kind and generous and who will share the last coconut shell with you?
Are you a Ginger or Marianne kind of guy? That's the question, I guess.
Judy,
Judy Gruen is our guest today. It's a very funny book, and you take lots of shots at lots of stuff. Let's talk about going to this fitness boot camp.
Okay. That was so much fun.
This was, I guess, not exactly what you thought it was going to be as you rolled in there.
Yeah. I have to tell you that somebody who used to, I'm ashamed to say it now, but used to make fun of people who went into the military only because that's what we in my generation and our circles did. But, boy, I had so much fun singing those military cadences, and I actually enjoyed it. I just realized how out of shape I really was, and I wanted to please the major. He was a major. And there are several boot camp fitness programs around LA. Most of them are horrifically expensive. This one was not so horrifically expensive. And one morning I showed up there and a guy introduced himself and he stuck out his hand. He said, "Hi, I'm Bob, 18% body fat." So, I'm thinking, oh, brother, is this what I have to deal with? But I focused on pleasing the major, even though he made me get on the scale too many times for comfort. But I made really good progress, and I was very proud of myself at the end of boot camp.
So what you're saying, Judy, is that the optimal pickup line for a guy is not to start, to lead with the body fat index. It's not the
Yes, no, please, please, no, no.
The funniest thing that you uncovered in this whole journey, is there one thing that really sticks out?
People, one of the things that was most exasperating for me, and I'm sure for so many other people, is the conflicting advice. According to the major, I was supposed to eat small bits of protein every few hours, and somebody else at a gym I joined said, no, you got to have 3 squares a day. And there are people who say you've got to eat by your body type, and some people, or your blood type. If you're a type O, don't eat lentils or ridiculous things like that. So just trying to make sense of the conflicting advice really got me going, and I'm sure other people have had the same experience. I say use common sense because we all have it if we can remember to tap into it.
You're right. I mean, the expert advice that's out there, my wife is in healthcare and does a lot of nutrition training. I mean, it is all over the map. It's hard to make sense of it all in terms of, the left hand and the right hand and what everyone is telling you. So at the end of the day, what did you do that worked for you?
The thing that, again, that common sense would tell us if we can stop focusing so much on the so-called experts, eat a little less, just be more mindful of our choices, and I could never do anything drastic like cut out entirely chocolate. I mean, that's one of my 4 basic food groups, so forget it. But, just cut way back, eat less, move more. And yes, definitely, instead of eating by blood type, I definitely believe in eating by color, meaning the beautiful colors that are in food naturally, the greens of vegetables and the beautiful colors of fruits, fresh fruits, eating healthfully as naturally as possible. And have some dessert. Just, have a smaller piece and move around a little.
On the cover of the book, there's a quote that says, "It's a deliciously fun book. Go ahead and pile on a generous helping." It's Till We Eat Again by Judy Gruen. In bookstores now, you can visit Judy online at tilweeatagain.com. Now, Judy, I'm a big fan of the television show Mad Men. And if you watch Mad Men, which is set in the early 1960s, the women on that show, who are very beautiful, look nothing like the stick figure models of today. So is this sort of an impossible, unattainable goal that is unrealistic? And is beauty really sort of in the eye of the beholder? What are your thoughts on that different body type now than maybe our parents' generation?
Well, we've all seen models, fashion models, skulking down the runway. Do these people look happy to you? I mean, they're being emaciated, and they look miserable.
Hungry. They look hungry.
They look hungry. Give that girl a steak. Yes, I think we have been fed, so to speak, an impossible standard, a ridiculous standard, one that doesn't make anybody really happy. And at the same time, do you notice how this metrosexual business with men who no longer have hair on their chest, you know, the traditional ideas of what make men and women physically attractive have really changed, and I don't think for the better.
Judy Gruen is our guest today. When we come back, we're going to ask her if she really learned anything in particular while writing the book, or was it basically just there to make fun of fat people? We'll find out right after this on The Burke Allen Show. Hang on.
Over 14 million people witnessed his emotional story of survival and triumph on national television.
I've been doing this now for so long, like ever since I was a kid.
Millions more voted him their favorite in a landslide win.
The winner is...
And now, you can be a part of the experience live.
Landau Eugene Murphy
Jr. Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Ain't that a kick to the head?
Your America's Got Talent winner.
I've got you.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Under my
live, live. Performing classics from the Great American Songbook and his Columbia Records debut CD, That's Life.
That's Life.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.'s That's Life Tour. The one concert event this year you absolutely can't miss.
See Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. live at the California State Fair. Go to bigfun.org for tickets and more information. It's the Burke Allen Show. Our number is 718-506-1944. Judy Gruen, our guest today. The book is Till We Eat Again, A Second Helping. We thought it was very apropos. We head into the Memorial Day holiday weekend and the summer bikini-wearing weather. So, Judy, you know, with TV shows like The Biggest Loser, huge ratings winners on TV these days, there seems to be this sort of public fascination with sort of making fun of fat people. So what would you say to folks who said that's what this book is all about? Is that the goal here?
Oh, gosh, no, and I don't think anybody could read it and feel that way. I mean, how could I be making fun of people who have excess weight when I have it myself and I didn't even manage at the end to meet my own goal? So I watched The Biggest Loser a few times, the way that you kind of watch a car wreck on the freeway, just in perverse fascination. But I thought that these trainers, they were just way too tough, and I felt there was something almost cruel about it, and I you know, would never, ever want to convey that message. The message that I want to convey, and I hope that I conveyed it, is that even though it's really hard to cut down on eating some of our comfort foods or a lot of our comfort foods, and even though it can be hard to drag ourselves to the gym or to go for a jog around the block, do it because we feel better, and ultimately, you know, we want to be as energetic as possible, live as healthfully as possible, and laughter is part of a healthy lifestyle, and I try to introduce some laughter into a topic that is ordinarily just often depressing and difficult for people, and I don't want people to give up.
And it is a hilarious book. I love the story of the juxtaposition of the fitness club that you joined that had Buddha everywhere.
Yes. Oh, this is so funny. This is all over L.A., some of these fitness studios, and they're all into harmony and, you know, just the stars being in alignment and kind of the age of Aquarius 40 years later. And yet there are Buddhas everywhere. You know, now, is this a fitting representation of being in shape? There he is. Biggest swag belly you've ever seen, and yet it's just funny. But funny things are everywhere.
I'm thinking Buddha probably never passed a drive-thru, you know, I think in his day. He was right there. Now, what about the clubs? Have you done the Weight Watchers, the Jenny Craig? Have you counted the calories? Have you tried all that stuff?
Yeah, I did Weight Watchers, not Jenny Craig. And, you know, I have to give it to Weight Watchers. It's a sensible program, particularly if you follow it. You know, kind of got tired of some of the Talmudic discourses in the meetings, you know, arguments breaking out over how many points if you eat three egg whites as opposed to one full egg and one egg white. I mean, you cannot believe people get exercised over these topics. And once the team leader passed around, group leader passed around a potato, a big, just a russet potato, and had people guess how many points were in it. And I'm thinking, you know, it's Sunday morning. I could be hiking with my husband instead of just trying to guess how many points are in this russet potato. So Weight Watchers does make sense. You know, they want you to buy everything that they've got. And, again, everybody's got their hand in your pocket. You don't have to spend a lot of money to lose weight and get some good advice out there.
Eat less and move more, I guess is
eat,
the bottom
you know,
line.
Eat less, move more. You know, pretty simple.
Judy Gruen, our guest today. You can visit her online at judygruen.com. Until We Eat Again, A Second Helping. That's the new book. Well, as we wrap it up, you know, I have to ask you, you're a mom, you said, of four kids, and, mm-hmm. and you have a hubby. What did they think of this whole weight loss journey that you went on?
Well, you know, as I started to introduce more green vegetables and brown rice into our family's diet, the kids became a little unhappy, and once they accused me of trying to poison them because they saw that there was some green stuff in their morning muffins, and,
uh-oh.
You know, okay, it was zucchini. They thought it, they didn't know that, so they thought green is not a good color in a muffin, but and eventually they started campaigning, no pasta, no peace, because I was introducing things like quinoa, and again, they were seeing more brown rice than they ever cared to. But eventually, you know, I calmed down, and just slow and steady changes, and I think that's what it's about for anything you're trying to change in your life, whether it's a work habit, exercise, slow and steady, nothing too.
You could have a definite kid revolt if there was too much brown rice and not enough McDonald's French fries. Judy Gruen, our guest today. The book is Till We Eat Again, A Second Helping. It's available at Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere, and I think you're going to get a kick out of it. Judy is the author of several other books, too, that you may want to check out, including The Woman's Daily Irony Supplement and MBA Admissions for Smarties, as well as the Carpool Tunnel Syndrome. Judy Gruen, online at judygruen.com, untilweeatagain.com. In Washington, D.C., I'm Burke Allen. Thanks for listening. Have a great holiday weekend. Bye, everybody.